This is the season of You Talk Show, where putting yourself first is always in season. Life is bound to suck at times, and that is why I made this space where you can learn tips and tricks to navigate the suck. In this space, we honor and grow through seasons of singleness, seasons of sadness, seasons of celebration, seasons of hope, and also seasons of nope. So go ahead, crack open a silt with your new BFF and life coach, Megan herself, me, and let's dive into today's show. This episode is all about doing scary, hard things, even when it is the last thing you want to do. So I am coming to you live from my car. On Monday, I decided that this thing that's been holding so much over me is not going to do that anymore. I decided that I was no longer going to let this fear of not completing this task run my internal nervous system. And it's about my car, and the fact that I haven't done it is costing me money, it's costing me peace of mind, and honestly, it makes me more scared than I would like to admit. Like, it's nothing crazy. Like, if you were to tell someone else, they'd be like, I just don't get why you just don't go and fix it. And I'd be like, you're right, but I have crippling anxiety around this subject. And so I decided on Monday that I was done. I was done letting this control me. So I went and I test drove a few cars. And then I was like, this ain't for me. And then I started to look at more cars. And as you can hear from my voice, I just got out of a car and it smelled so bad that I'm pretty sure like I was allergic to whatever was inside. And my throat is like having a wonderful clothes fest right now because I get allergic so easily. I literally opened the door and I was like, this smells bad. The guy was like, it doesn't smell bad. I was like, oh, it smells bad. But even going into a car dealership is so beyond scary. And I think just as a single woman, you have like a target on your head and on your back and on your side and on your arm and on your purse. And they just see you as easy, right? They see you as an easy target. And it's so scary to me. And I remember I was in therapy in January. I've literally been pushing this off for so long, you guys. My mom is like, Megan, you need to do it. I'm like, I know, Mom, I know. But I was in therapy in January. And I was telling my therapist, I was like, listen, homegirl, I need to go buy a car, but I'm scared. And then in February, March, I started to look at houses and almost bought a house. And that was way scarier. So although I'm now not petrified to walk into a car dealership or do anything like that, I am still nervous. Like, it still gives me the heebie-jeebies because at the end of the day, like, who knows if these people are for me, right? They want my money, period, period, the end. And so I knew this dude. I didn't know him, but someone I know knows him. And so I went to go see him and I drove some cars and I honestly didn't love them. So I went back to where my original car is from because I want them to buy back my lease. And while I was there, I really, really loved this car because I test drove a few. And I just, if you are going to buy a car, here is my advice to you. Don't be desperate, okay? Because I saw the quickest shift in this dude. So I was at the original dealership. I didn't know this guy who was helping me. And they said I had an appointment with the sales manager. Turns out I didn't. So that was cool. And this guy comes up and he's like, oh, okay, what can I help you with? I was like, oh, a lease buyback. And he was like, oh, okay. So, anywho, I test drove a few cars and I didn't like the first one at all. The guy was so kind, right? He was just so kind, but he was also really young, which I don't love. If you're going to help me buy a house or buy a car, I want you to be old. Thank you. Period. Because you've seen some things and I want you to know those things so I don't have to live through those things. And so we test drove some cars and he's like, well, what if I got this price down to X? Would you buy it today? And I said, no. I said, because here's the thing. I am not qualified to purchase a car alone. I was like, I need the advice of at least 3 people. I was like, because I am not going to make this decision alone. And if you are a single woman, I highly recommend that you say that same line. Say, I'm so sorry, but I need to wait for my brother to get back to me, my stepdad to get back to me, my friend to get back to me, my, you know, my really good dude friend. Like, I need to make sure that this is a good idea. And I'm not making the decision without them. So I said, I'm not qualified to make this decision. And the dude goes, yes, you are. And I was like, you don't understand. I have made enough bad decisions to know that I am not going to make this decision alone and make a really bad decision and screw myself over. So that would be my tip number one. I don't know if it worked for me, because then he was like, well, do you think you can call him? I'm like, you don't understand. My stepdad is literally on the side of a mountain right now. He's climbing Mount Washington. So the answer would be no. He's kind of busy. Do you think you can get a hold of him? I'm like, how many ways can I say he's on a mountain? Now, he really was on a mountain in my defense. But it really just kind of lowered the pressure. And I also said to them, listen, I'm not desperate. And so I called my friend and I was like, hey, did you get the stats I sent over and the Carfax? And he was like, yeah. He's like, looks like a good car. He's like, but Megan, when they come up to you, do not be desperate. He was like, say you will walk away today. And listen, they're going to lose a sale today and tomorrow if they're being desperate. Like, you don't need to be. And I think that that's so important. And especially in this market, which is a flaming hot pile of garbage, make sure you give yourself enough time to not be desperate. Now, listen, I am no expert. I am just a girl out here trying to navigate this single life of buying a car alone. And if you find yourself in this situation too, I'm just letting you know my experience. Now, before I went to the dealership yesterday, I had Denny's stomach. You know what that is? That's when you eat at Denny's and everything that you've eaten since kindergarten also exits your body at the same moments after you've eaten Denny's. Yeah. So I had Denny's stomach all day yesterday. I was just so nervous. And then when they made that, like, well, if you buy it today, we'll get it here. And I was just like, listen, bro, that's not for me. You are not going to make me make a bad decision. So I went and test drove two cars this morning because, like I said, someone I know knows this guy and I wanted to go and make sure I did right. And like I said, I was still honestly high key considering getting one of these cars. And so I go, and I didn't want to go in because I was nervous. And I literally called my friend and I was like, tell me to get out of the car. I was like, because I'm not getting out of the car. And she's like, get out of the car. She's like, you're there. Go inside. So I drove one car. I really liked it, but I didn't like love it. I liked it a lot. It was really comfortable. But I didn't love it. And if I'm going to drive a car, I need to love it because I'm going to be in it for a hot minute. I drive all the time. Okay. Like, literally all I do is drive. I drive and work and that's it. I drive, work, and occasionally see the ocean a few times a week. That is my life in a nutshell. So I was like, I need to like it. And so I was in the car and I was talking to him and it just wasn't really, it wasn't vibing. And yesterday I randomly sent a picture of what I was doing to one of my friends. Now she's like a new friend, but she's like a soul friend. Like, you know, our souls have known each other before. And she's like, listen, my husband sells cars. And I'm like, really? What kind? And she's like, oh, da 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 da. And I was like, okay. And I'm dying at my voice right now because the second car I test drove this morning, literally like 20 minutes ago, it smelled so bad. And do you know when you know you're allergic and you're like, no, I'm not going to get in that car. But we were driving it and I was like, we need to turn around because this is not for me. Like, this smell is bad. He's like, well, it would be detailed. I'm like, it honestly doesn't matter. And I think that that's another thing is don't be afraid to voice your opinion on what you want because you're the one leaving with it. It's like when you're going to buy a house, it's you. This is a you problem because when you go to sleep at night, your agent's gone, this car dude's gone, everyone's fucking gone, and it's you. So you need to make sure you make the right decision for you. And last night I went on a family friend's boat and we were sitting on, I think it's called the bow of the boat. Is that the front? Because you bow down, bitches, you know, you bow down. Okay, so we were on the bow of the boat and she said, Megan, you know, you just got to look out for you. And I was like, you know, that could not have come at a better time. And if you're going through a lot of things in life and you're putting off doing scary things, ask yourself, how can I look out for me today? Like, what's something I can do to eliminate the stress I'm feeling, to eliminate this anxiety that's literally looming over my head for no reason, okay? Like, this car situation, I should have fixed it in February, March, the latest, okay? But I didn't. And I should have fixed it last year, but I didn't. And so every day that goes by, I just feel worse and worse and worse. And I was putting so much shame on myself because I could not get myself to do this thing. Like, I couldn't get myself to do it. And I'm dying. Like, this voice is because of that car. You guys, I couldn't get the car because then I wouldn't be able to do podcasts for you. But I just had more and more shame around this situation. And I do. I'm embarrassed. And I'm not going to lie. I'm high-key embarrassed because the DMV scares the shit out of me. The rules scared the shit out of me. Cars scared the shit out of me. I'm just afraid. And I put myself in so much shame because I just didn't want anyone to know. And I just kept piling it on and piling it on. And here I am, literally so far into it, and I'm embarrassed. And if there's anything in your life where you just keep putting it off and putting it off because you're embarrassed, I want you to know that you putting it off is hurting no one but yourself. And it's hurting me. And I'm sure you have something in your life that's hurting you. And I want you to say, today is the day that I will no longer let this thing control me. I will no longer not look into how to fix this issue. I will no longer not go see a therapist because I'm done, because I've been struggling with mental health and I'm embarrassed. Go see a therapist. I will no longer, you know, allow this car situation to rule me. So what do I need to do? Start thinking about practical tips that can move you towards where you need to be. Because you letting something control you that is out of your control is just silly. That's not on God's time. That's on demon time, okay? And I'm done living on demon time, okay? That's a fact. And I'm done letting myself live with this unnecessary shame. I don't need this shame in my life, and neither do you. There's no reason for you to have this much shame around something and not let other people help you. When you ask for help, the right people will enter your life to give you that help. And so if you're doing scary, hard things, I want you to know, A, you're not alone. B, remove the shame around it, because there ain't no shame in your game. And you're going to get uncomfortable, and I want you to be able to sit in that uncomfortableness, but also know that if you go into any situation just willing to take the first answer, it's never the right answer. And Bianca Olthoff says this, whenever she's writing a sermon or a talk or a speech or whatever, she takes her first idea and she throws it out, because the first idea is everyone's idea. It's always the easiest one, right? You want to go for the second or the third idea. That is the idea that people won't think about. That's not the go-to grab idea. So when you're trying to solve a problem, think beyond the first. Don't say yes automatically. Take a minute, breathe, and really go through what you can do and what your possibilities are to get you out of this space of shame. And the second you let light onto your shame, the shame becomes love. And I love that. And I heard it at church the other day. And I literally am just obsessed with that line and honestly, looking at this timeline, that's probably what got me moving to make this decision. I am done holding this shame. Okay. And I am high key embarrassed. And that's a real fact. And if you are too, it's okay. It's okay. Just do something about it to make it better. So cheers to doing hard things. Know it will be scary. Know it will be uncomfortable. Don't be desperate. Don't take the first answer. Try different things out and make sure your solution works for you. All right, that concludes me coming to my car live from 95 degree weather. So if you heard the air conditioning, my truest apologies. Make sure you check out my other podcast, It Gets Better Girl. If you have girls in high school or middle school, you know, share it with them. I would greatly appreciate that. I hope you have a magical weekend and a magical day. If you listen in not on a weekend, I hope it feels like a weekend. All right, Megan herself out. Okay, so I am coming to you live the day after I recorded the previous clip, because honestly, I think it was like 7 hours after I recorded that, I went to a new dealership. I met with someone who is my good friend's husband. I've never met him before. And I literally found the car, and I was in and out in under 2 hours. I was literally there from 2 hours from, hello, my name is Megan, to, all right, thank you, see you to pick up my car this week. And it's crazy because I had put off this event for so long and I was so afraid. And I always, when it comes to buying things, I think you're always just afraid you're going to get rejected, or at least I am. And I was just always afraid, like, okay, well, what if I'm not good enough? What if I'm not enough? What if everything I do isn't enough? And that's what stops me from doing these types of things. That's what stopped me from wanting to look into buying a house. That's what stops me from car situations, from even walking into a dealership. I was always just petrified, like, what if I'm not enough? Like, what if I don't make enough? What if my credit score isn't high enough? What if I am not enough? What if they don't like me? What if they think I'm stupid? What if I'm just a woman? And all of those are just lies, right? Because what I have either will be enough or won't be enough. And I want to talk about what was different this time going into the dealership than it was in the morning. So at 9:30 in the morning, I went and saw two cars. And I know you listened to it before, but like I said, I'm coming to you from the future talking about the past. And I was petrified to go in. I had to call someone and they had to get me out. And before this one, I actually went to a beautiful coffee shop on the water, and I was like, okay. And I went there for reconnaissance because I needed to know if it was a good place, because I want to do something there. So I was like, okay, I got this coffee so I could taste it out and make sure it wasn't watery, because no one likes watery coffee, okay? So then I was sitting there like staring at the ocean, and I was like, okay, I'm going to pray. And there was this like strum band. I don't know who were playing, like the ukulele, they were playing the guitar, they were playing the banjo. They were playing everything with strings, okay? And they were like, all right, next song is Devil is a Friend of Mine. Literally right after I was like, okay, in my head, I was like, I'm gonna pray. And then they start singing about the devil being a friend. And I'm like, oh, this ain't the vibe I need right now. So I put in my headphones, because in my fanny pack, I always have headphones. And I put in my headphones and I played the song You Say by Lauren Daigle. And it was like, when I think I'm not enough, like, you tell me I'm everything I need. And that song, I probably played it like 8 times before, just like staring at the ocean. And while I was staring at the ocean, there was a boat, and the boat's name was Grateful. And I was just like, I am so grateful. And whatever happens, happens. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. Like, it's all good. And what's crazy is on Friday morning, it's Sunday now, so this all happened on Saturday. On Friday morning, I was walking my dog and I was listening to this podcast because I was interviewing this lady. And not for this podcast. Oh my God, I just saw a cardinal. Oh my God. Look at that, guys. I'm recording this in my car again just to fit the theme. And I was walking my dog and I was listening to this podcast, and she said, you are divinely supported. And when she said that, I looked over and there was a license plate that was a 444. And I was like, okay, that's just weird. Like, that timing is too creepy for me. And I never see 444 license plates because I don't know, they don't do much for me. But leading up to this event, I saw 444 license plates like it was candy on Halloween. And the time I signed this contract was 444. That's what time I signed this contract. And yeah, so it was just overall, sorry, a cop just pulled into this parking lot I'm in. My insides dropped. You guys, this is real life, me recording in a car with ADD. So I signed the contract for this car at 444, and it all felt so right. But I was praying before I went. And before I went, I was like, okay, whatever happens, happens. Like, if I'm not enough, I'm not enough. If I am enough, it will be mine. And so he's like, okay, I have 3 cars to show you. And I was like, good. I was like, I don't know what you have available. Just show me what you think I want. I don't want a black inside. I hate the black cars inside. Cove and I go to the beach too much. You can see every speck of sand. I was like, and I want like blind monitors, like blind spot monitors on the side of my car. And then I also want just low miles, right? So he's like, okay, cool. So he shows me 3 cars. I look at the first one. I'm like, oh my gosh. And my eyes like light up. I'm like, it's not black inside. And he was like, yeah, it's not black, but don't get too excited because it's a little bit expensive. And I was like, okay, cool. Not that excited. I was like, I'm just animated. But it smelled good. And I walked in there and I was like, this is my car. And I've never had that feeling because I've always ever leased cars. I've never bought a car. So I got in this car and I was like, this is my car. Like, it smells like me. And I know that that's so creepy and weird, but he was like, okay, I'm going to drive it out of this parking lot because our parking lot is a shit show. So just bear with me. So he drives me around and, well, I missed a part. Hold on. Okay. So he shows me this car. I'm like, okay, I really like it. Then he shows me another one and it smelled so bad. It smelled like smoke. I was like, nope. And he was like, close the door. I was like, all right, reporting, closing the door. And then I saw another one and it was nice, but it wasn't, it was just normal. Like, I don't want a normal car because I can, like, everyone has a normal car. I want, like, a different car. And so the first one we saw was indeed different. And so we drove in it and it felt so nice and it had like all the safety features I wanted. And it was just, it was a wonderful time. And it was so easy. Like, I am here to tell you, so don't force things. And what did I say before? Don't go with the first option, which if I would have went, so on Friday, I went to go see, like, get my lease evaluated to see if they would buy back my lease. And they said, yes. And they were like, okay, so I test drove a few cars there. And they were like, well, if you buy it today, if you buy it today, we'll get you this price under this dollar amount a month. And I was like, okay, I'm not doing it though. And I think about, like, if I did that car, I would have settled on the inside. It's bigger than I wanted. Yes, it felt great, but that's only because I was comparing it to the shitty car I drove before that one. And so never take the first option. Always go through, see a few other options, and see what one best aligns with you. Because if I wouldn't have waited, I would have settled. And I'm just here to say, don't settle, because it ain't worth it. And when something is supposed to work, it will. And so we test drove it and I was like, yeah, I love it. Like, it's my car. Like, I mean, I don't know how else to say it. Like, this thing's mine. And so he was like, okay, like, let's do the paperwork. And so we started to do the paperwork and I was like, I said, okay, I make more money than just my real job. I was like, do I have to put down more income? Like, what do you want? And he was like, no, you're fine. I was like, okay, cool. So he goes and he runs the numbers and I was like, can I go to the bathroom? I'm just like, I'm just going to go to the bathroom. Where is it? And so he told me, and when I was in the bathroom, I looked in the mirror and I said, Jesus, if this isn't supposed to work, don't let it work. If this is supposed to work, let it work. Like, that's it. Like, if it isn't, don't let it. If it is, then let it. And this number came into my mind and I hadn't thought about this number and it came into my mind and I was like, okay, cool. I'll use that number. So I go back and I sit down and I know I'm so calm because I prayed before, I prayed in the middle, and I prayed after it all worked out. And I literally signed the contract at 444, which is so crazy because I've been seeing 444 for the past 4 days and I never see it, like, ever. So it all just worked out so perfectly. So if you are doing something and you're not sure how it's going to work or how it's going to go or how it's going to be, just don't force it. What is supposed to happen will happen. So I just want to give you an update. So if you follow me on the gram and you see me cruising around with a new inside that isn't black, yes, I did get a new car. Super grateful. And just know that what is for you will not pass you. And that is real. And when you go into things with a calm mind and praying and being grateful and just deep rooted in gratitude, like, everything changes. And just knowing that if something is yours, it won't go by you. No matter how many times you run by it, it will find you again and again and again. So, oh boy, what an exciting weekend I had today. I'm doing nothing but watching church and cleaning my house. And yeah. So I just wanted to fill you guys in. Do the hard, scary things. It's worth it. It is so, so worth it, because the more you do hard, scary things, the easier it gets. Oh, also too, when I was there, he gave me tips on how to get lower insurance. And he also gave me, like, words and phrases to use, like, if I'm ever in these situations again, even though I'll never buy a car from anyone besides Paul. So if you are in Rhode Island, Paul at Chevrolet of Wakefield, Paul Massey, Chevrolet of Wakefield, go see him. Help put food on their table, because I love his wife. So Yep, not in like a not creepy way, but I do love Lauren. So anyway, I just wanted to fill you guys in. It was an adventure of a weekend, but I'm so grateful I did it. And I cannot wait to get that car and start cruising around. It's purple. I need some ideas for names. So let me know. All right. Do hard things. It's worth it. Have a magical day. Take two.